Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. I want to continue talking about how the Father can make someone who thinks they're a failure and other people may think they're a failure into a success. In Judges chapter 6, please turn with me to Judges chapter 6, verse 6. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the father. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the father because of the Midianites, that the father sent a prophet and said, look, I've taken you out of Egypt, delivered you from the Egyptians. Why are you afraid of this enemy? And it came an angel, verse 11, it came an angel of the father and sat under an oak which is in Ophrah, that proclaimed unto Joash, the Abizite, and the son Gideon, who was threshing wheat by the winepress, to hide it from the Midianites. See, Gideon was afraid, and he considered himself to be a failure. But the father said unto him, I am with you, your mighty man of valor. Look how the father wants to lift people up. And Gideon said unto the father, if you be with us, why is all this befalling us? Where be all the miracles which you did and bring us out of Egypt? And you've forsaken us. But the father said in verse 14, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midian. And you've forsaken us. But the father said in verse 14, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midian. And he's in my father's house. He considered himself to be a failure. But the father said, surely I will be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man. You see how the father wanted to make him a success. He wants to do the same thing with you. No matter how you feel, no matter what's happened in your past, no matter what you did wrong, whatever happened to you in the past, the Father can just wipe it clean by His blood. Hallelujah. And then we know about Gideon, how Gideon had 32,000 men. And see, Gideon felt he needed 32,000 men to be a success. But the Father said, ask anybody who wants to go home to go home. And 22,000 went home, leaving him with 10,000. Then he said, there's still too many people. You don't need them to be a success. All you need is me. And he said, go down by the water, and they did a water test. And anybody who laps at the water like a dog and has weapons in both hands, that's the one he used. And he only had 300. But that's all he needed. The father made him a success with the 300s. And all the father needed was one man, period. Because the father let him down to hear what the enemy was thinking about him. And this enemy said, I had a dream where a cake of barley came down and destroyed our tents. It was nothing but the sword of Gideon. And Gideon was so excited, he told the people to say, the sword of Gideon, even of the father. And they surrounded the enemy, and the enemy was so afraid they killed each other. See, the father took the fear that Gideon had and transferred it to the enemy, and he could do the same thing to you. For you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they won a great victory. Praise. Go with me to Genesis 28. Genesis 28. Now, Jacob was running away from Esau. In verse 11, Genesis 28. And Jacob lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took up the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of the Father ascending and descending upon it. And then the Father stood above and said, I'm the father of Abraham of Isaac, and the land which you're laying on, I'm going to give it to you and your seed. In verse 14, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, and in you and all your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. He considered himself to be a failure, a coward, running away from Esau, but the father said, this is for you. This is a prophecy for you. I'm going to lift you up. Hallelujah. Verse 15, behold, I am with you, and I'll keep you in all the places where you go. And he's saying the same thing to you. He'll make you a success because he's with you, in you. In all places where you go, I'll be with you and keep you, and will bring you again into this land, for I will not leave you until I've done that which I've spoken to you of. Hallelujah. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the fault is in this place. I knew it not. And he was afraid. He said, how dreadful is this place? This is nothing but the Father's house, and this is the gate of heaven. Hallelujah. And he rose up early in the morning, took the stone that he put for his pillows, and set it upon a pillow, and poured oil on top of it. And later on, in verse 22, he calls it the Father's house. Hallelujah. Praise the Father. You see how the Father is raising him up. It's just incredible. And actually, then he went into Laban's place. Jacob worked for Laban. And Laban treated him like garbage, you know. He wanted Rachel to be his wife. He served 7 years for Rachel to be his wife. But the father, Laban, gave him Leah first. And then he had to serve another 7 years. He got Rachel, but he changed his wages 10 times. He held things back. And he probably felt like a failure until the father gave him an idea and said, these are the type of animals I want you to claim for yourself. These particular colors, speckled and ring-striped, and make a deal with Laban that any of those will be yours. And eventually, he wiped Laban out. The father made him a success when he was considered a failure, maybe in his own sight and in Laban's sight. But the father made him a success. Hallelujah. Praise the Father. And actually, in Genesis 31, Genesis 31, verse 41. Thus have I been 20 years, Jacob said to Laban, in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters and 6 years for thy cattle, and I was changed my wages 10 times. Anytime you see the number 10 in the Bible, divisible by 10 means the father's ready to cut something off, and he's ready to cut Laban's influence on Jacob off. Hallelujah. It's just so powerful. Hallelujah. And in Genesis 32, praise God. See, Jacob had heard that Esau was coming his way. And let's see, verse 24, Genesis 32. And Jacob was left alone, and wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day break. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. So here he considers himself to be a failure, was a coward. Esau was coming his way. He felt Esau was going to kill him. But all of a sudden, he rose up and he wouldn't let this angel go until he blessed him. Verse 27, he said unto him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. He said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has thou found favor with the father, and with men, and has prevailed. He changed his name. Hallelujah. Jacob means like a supplanter, a trickster. They changed it to Israel. Let's see, but in chapter 33, here comes the meeting with Esau and Jacob. And verse 4, and Esau ran to meet him and embraced him, and fell on his neck and kissed him, and he wept. Look what happened. You know, he was a coward. He was worried. What are you worried about today? If you put it into the Father's hands, he can change the circumstances. Whatever you're worried about, he can reverse the curse and do a miracle for you today. He did it for Jacob. Hallelujah. And Esau saw Jacob's wives and his children, and Jacob wanted to give him a present, said, no, you have enough. I have enough. Hallelujah. But look at the meeting that the father arranged, because Jacob wrestled with the angel and prevailed. Hallelujah. He said, I'm not a failure anymore. I want to be a success. And the father met him and did make him a success. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was the father and an angel that wrestled with him. It's incredible. An angel of the Father. Praise the Father. In Exodus chapter 3, turn me to Exodus chapter 3, please. In verse 1, Moses had killed an Egyptian and had escaped out of Egypt. In verse 1, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of the Father, into Horeb. And An angel of the Father appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burnt with fire. Whenever you see an angel of the Father, it's really the Father in the body. And behold, the bush burned with fire, and a bush was not consumed. He's trying to get Moses' attention, saying, look, you're not dead. The enemy could not consume you. I'm with you. Don't be afraid. You're not a failure. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight where the bush is not burned. When the father saw that he turned aside, he called him out in the midst of the bush, said, Moses, Moses, here I am. Just take your shoes off. This is holy ground. Hallelujah. Verse 7, the father said, I've surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and I've come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, until a land is a good land, flowing with milk and honey. In verse 11, Moses said, who am I that I should go into Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel? In verse 14, the father said, I am that I am. I'll be what you need me to be. And he's saying the same thing to you today. You may think you're a failure, but he can make you a success because he can do it. He can do it through you and for you. Let's go to him in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio or just listen to me and agree. Father, just thank you for the people out there, Father. Father, I speak success to them, Father. As long as they turn their flesh over to you and allow you to mortify the deeds of their flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua, Father, you can make them success. Help them not to hold anything back from you, Father, that you want to change in their lives. Help us all not to. Because, Father, we want to be in the image of your Son. Hallelujah. And I thank you and I praise you. And I'm expecting miracles right now. Be free, be healed in the mighty name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you some more about a ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. I have a website, henrywalker.org, 250 prophetic messages. I've also written 3 books. One is called Seasons, talks about the feast of Yeshua, which he has fulfilled or will fulfill, all but 3. Actually, 3 he has to fulfill. And then my book, Noon, talks about the different months of the year on the Father's calendar, which is the Hebrew's calendar. From the Bible, the things that he did in those months, he wants to repeat in those months. And you can go to my biblical calendar page on henrywalker.org, click on it, and you see when each month begins and ends on the Gregorian calendar up to the year 2020, and the same with the feast days, when they begin and end up the year 2020. And if you want a link to the Hebrew calendar, it's right on the top of the page. Just click on that link. Remember, the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. And make sure that when you go in there, that all show all Hebrew dates is checked. And then and you're in. Hallelujah. And also the different hours of the day in my book, Noon, that the Father did things in the Word. He wants to repeat them on those hours of the day. Like there's a certain hour of the day where this healing anointing just flows great in any other hour. Now, it could heal at any time, but it's just so great at that hour. And there's other hours that you need to know about. It's great. And then my book, last book is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. And you can get these books by calling me. You don't have to go to my publisher. My wife and I want to get them to you at cost, which is $5 each. And if you have no money, we'll send them to you free. Just call me at 772-801-3677. These books will change your life. They'll equip you in these last days in such a greater way. And also remember that if you miss my broadcast at 7:15 in the morning, it'll be on 7:15 at night. And also, anybody, my friends in Bahamas, if it's so expensive for you to call, if you can just go to my website, henrywalker.org, and click on contact and send me an email with your name and address, and I'll call you back. You don't have to pay for it. But just make sure you turn your flesh over to the Father. Allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh, conform you to the name of Yeshua, and I'll be glad to pray with you. Hallelujah. And just till next time, remember that this evangelist, Henry Walker, is saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org. Or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of